Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I have a little more hope now.
You have to have a little bit more hope. And obviously the article that Jason was mentioning and referencing from Joe, I read him between the break, and he mentions the optimism that all three could play. There's a couple key points from this article, and please check it out. He's got more info in there, obviously, but I think is pertinent to our conversation here. He says a league source with knowledge of the Cavs workout Thursday, so the swelling on Hunter's injured thumb has subsided. That's good news. Mobley and Garland, though, were moving as though they're trying to play through lower leg injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So that was according to the practice and what they saw there. Another league source saying he doesn't think he has a choice in relation to whether or not Darius Garland would be out there.
Wait, so Darius
he's got to be out there, essentially.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think when you've been, is it four games across 2 weeks almost? I think this would be a now or never moment.
It feels like a now or never moment. All participated in the walkthrough and the practice and everything like that. So, like, I think this kind of speaks to what Chris was telling us an hour ago, which is these guys desperately want to play. Like, and they, like, this is what you live for, to play in these type of games. It's just whether you physically can or can't.
Yeah, I know I kind of already spoken my piece on this. It does make me incredibly uncomfortable when guys that we have lauded for being great players and you know, winning this year and winning the last 3 years. I remember when I came back and I made the mistake of saying I would trade Darius for Donovan if it came to it, right? And I was about run out of Cleveland about 2 months into being back in Cleveland. And to then get to the point where people are questioning Darius's toughness or even Evan or DeAndre's toughness makes me really uncomfortable. And like, that's such a personal accusation to level at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a part of me that wonders how much of this is gamesmanship from the Cavs. We have Fedor saying, kind of maybe putting more doubt on the fact that any one of those three guys could play. Now Joe is saying something to the contrary, efforted by sources.
For sure. And that's a great point by you. Like, we do have to have our eyes wide open to the idea. They're open, not shut this time. To the idea.
It's a different movie.
That if Joe, and Joe's credible, but if he just says league source, we don't know. Maybe the league source is trying to get him to say something and push it one way or another.
And by the way, the Fedor stuff, they could be, you know, talking to him a different way.
For sure. Exactly right.
And listen, when push comes to shove, I think it's much more likely that a team is pushing optimism that a player's going to play to confuse your opponent than he's not going to play.
Right? Yeah, if you spend all that time game planning for the big three of them to be back out there, yeah, that's much different than if they obviously aren't out there.
So I this is why when there are conflicting reports or conflicting emotions on how I almost always err on the side of they're not going to play. But I don't know. It's going to be, I think I'm finally ready to get ready for game three. Like, I think I am. I'm ready to see who's going to play. I'm ready to see if they can answer the call. I won't be ready if they get blown out. Yeah, but right now, I'm excited for this team to have this opportunity.
I'm excited for the opportunity, I guess. No part of this has changed in my mind as far as the opportunity presented, though, you know?
Oh, the farther we get away from game two, I've cleansed myself of that ugliness.
Really? I told you yesterday I wanted it immediately. I wanted to cleanse myself of it right away. I was itching for the NBA to come down and be like, you know what? Screw 3 days off. You're playing tonight and we're putting it on prime time.
Now, the thing, one of my favorite things, we actually have a clip that we just threw up on 92.3 The Fan in the break. Go ahead and watch it on Twitter. But that's about a minute and a half. Just wait for that and then go watch it on Twitter. But Jason's kind of passionate talking about Donovan's conviction to win,
yeah,
I thought was really cool.
Oh, it was fantastic. And I don't know that enough people are giving Donovan nearly the credit that he deserves for playing the way that he has and playing through what he clearly is playing through. I mean, this is, you want to talk about somebody that is just displaying openly how badly he wants to win. It's just very cool.
And just watching, like, this goes back to the conversation we had about injuries, where it's like, I, you know, part of the reason why I just wasn't, when people say you got to hold the team accountable, it's like, okay, like there's plenty of people screaming about, you didn't execute. Yeah, no bleep, they didn't execute. How about watching a guy who's clearly fighting through a serious calf injury? How about watching that guy play his ass off and almost like single-handedly come within 30 seconds of getting a win over a team without three of the five other best players?
Like, yeah, and just waving everything out there.
I really do hope, like, with so much of the conversation has been, are we really enjoying this ride? Are we really making sure to enjoy even the ups and downs? Are we really enjoying what Donovan's doing? Because, you know, whether it's what he's done the two previous years where he was scoring 28 points a game, or this year where he's vacillated between, I'm going to take a step back and then I'll go over and bulldog. I hope we enjoy this. I know it's not LeBron. It's a different relationship to the player, but Donovan is fulfilling so many promises and he's putting his heart out there every single day. And as a Cavs fan, like win, lose, or draw, I just feel really proud that Donovan's the best player on this team and to watch him every night. We've gotten to a point where it feels like an honor to watch him put his heart out there.
Yeah, he's exactly the type of player you love to root for. And there was multiple instances in that game. When Mathurin committed the lane violation on the free throw and then basically fell over Donovan's head in the process, and Donovan went down and he was down for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, I'm like, 11 times out of 10. An NBA player in that instance takes himself out of the game, and that's it, and it's over. And then he got back up to have another instance 30 seconds later. Just, it's wild to think about.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.